bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News. Federal investigators are looking into whether NBA star Malik Beasley gambled on NBA games. A sports book apparently raised concerns after seeing unusually heavy betting activities on his performances starting in January of 2024 when Beasley was with the Milwaukee Bucks. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
During a game on January 31st, a surge of bets were placed on Beasley making fewer than 2.5 rebounds. He finished with six, meaning those bets lost. But the activity was unusual enough to alert the sportsbook and federal authorities. The NBA says it's cooperating with the investigation. Beasley's attorney saying there have been no charges against Malik. It's just an investigation at this point.
The BBC says it should have pulled a live stream of rap group Bob Vylan's performance at the Glastonbury Music Festival over the weekend. Bobby Vylan led the crowds in chants of Free Palestine and Death to the IDF while on stage at the UK's largest summer music festival, which had been airing on the BBC's live stream. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Mertheller Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Andy Casper, manager of the Highway 13 construction project taking place right now, about the project and what to expect for its duration.
This project, Wisconsin 13, right there in Park Falls, begins just north of the North Fork Flambeau River Bridge, and then extends to the north all the way to North 5th Street. The purpose of this improvement project is to maintain the existing pavement. So we're going to be taking the top 2 inches off of the asphalt roadway pavement and then replace it with 2 new inches of asphalt pavement. Some other items of work that are going to be done at the same time. The curb ramps at all the intersections for the sidewalk no longer meet the American with Disabilities Act standards. So we're going to go ahead and replace those. There is also some streetlight improvement where we're going to be upgrading to an LED streetlight system. And additionally, there's going to be small improvements to the traffic signals. Road's going to stay open during construction. You're going to see some flagging operations, some temporary short-term driveway / side road disruptions, but any kind of disruption should be communicated with adjacent property owners as asphalt paving trains coming through. So generally speaking, mobility will be maintained as it is today, and you'll see people out there working, but still should be able to get around and do your daily tasks. Be off the cell phone. It's prohibited or even against law to be on a cell phone in a construction zone, so be alert, be attentive driver, slow down, try and give these guys some respect as you're coming through the work zone. Monday through Wednesday, you'll see some erosion control get installed that consists of silt fence along the roadway or inlet protection, and then some construction staking, so survey information and possibly saw cutting. But the activities won't be real disruptive after the holiday weekend. Then they'll kind of jump into a little bit more involved work. So for basically the first full month of the project, July into mid-August, you're going to see the curb ramp construction and then the lighting work. And you won't see a significant amount of asphalt paving until about mid-August. And I just want to asterisk that these construction schedules are always weather dependent and the contractor's workload. So we have a rough schedule today, but that's always kind of a moving target.
Remember, folks, please pay attention when in the work zone, add extra time to your commute, and possibly consider adding a second cup of coffee to your drive, because we all know the absolute wonders of road construction. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Roger R. Kruger, age 90, of Park Falls, formerly of Teresa and Montello died on Wednesday, June 25th, at the Waterford in Park Falls. He is survived by his six children, by Sue Kercher, by Rick Kruger, further survived by children Cynthia Schellinger, along with Randy Kruger, Mary Biskobing, and by Rodney Kruger. Further survived by 15 grandchildren, by 26 great-grandchildren, by 4 great-great-grandchildren, and by his sister, Eunice Ocon, and by other relatives and friends. A private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Roger R. Kruger, age 90, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a 3-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54. 98 Q Country. I
don't know how to cook. I never learned. I should have. My mom tried to teach me growing up. I was arrogant about it. I was like, I don't need to learn this now. I know where the grocery store is. I'll figure it out when I'm an adult. And then I tried to do that and realized that is impossible because if you don't know how to cook, you also don't know how to shop because foods are not together in the grocery store. The grocery store is a place where someone has disassembled foods and hid the pieces all over a building. I gotta wander around a warehouse trying to reverse engineer tacos from memory. So, like, I could cook, but it would just be worse. And that's no good for anybody, because groceries cost the same, regardless of your skill level. I found that out as well. I can't cut a deal with the butcher. Like, listen, I'm gonna ruin these steaks, I promise. We're talking brown all the way through. I don't know how to make them pink in the middle. I've never seen it. Any way you could knock a couple of bucks off? But no, there's no such thing as training steaks. So my wife cooks, and in exchange, I do the dishes. I'm told this is a very common arrangement with successful couples, right? Cook people love bringing it up. If you're not gonna cook, you gotta do the dishes. That's fair, that's even, that's the trade. And while I am willing to do the dishes, I do not agree that this is an even trained. Now, I know there are dish people in this room right now that are hesitant to get on board with me because you are sitting with the cook person in your life. And that is fine. Stare straight ahead quietly. I'll say what needs to be said. Dishes sucks, all right, cooks? Sucks the whole time. It's not satisfying or fulfilling. There's no fun new dish recipes that we get to try. And it's even worse doing the dishes for someone who is cooking and knows that they will not be doing the dishes.
Welcome to the summer.
Pretty hot, isn't it?
Cool summer sound.
98 Q Country.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
She's on.
life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. And she's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever
Somebody pour me Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pig, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Even up all night, lying there in bed, listening to his newborn baby cry. He makes a pot of coffee and splashes water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. It won't be like this for long. One day we'll look back laughing at the week we brought her home. This phase is gonna fly by, so baby just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Four years later, about 4:30, she's crawling in their bed. And when he drops her off at preschool, she's clinging to his leg. The teacher peels her off for him. He says, what can I do? She says, now don't you worry, this'll only last a week or two. It won't be like this for long. One day soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone. This phase is gonna fly by, if you can just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Someday soon she'll be a teenager, and at times he'll think she hates him. Then he'll walk her down the aisle and raise her veil. Crying, and the truth is that he don't mind as he kisses her goodnight and she says her prayers. He lays down there beside her till her eyes are finally closed, and just watching her, it breaks his heart, 'cause he already knows it won't be like this.
There he is, Hootie, Darius Rucker at 98Q Country. Yes, sir. On a Monday morning, hope you are well. Hope the weekend treated you okay. I got more sun this weekend than I did in a long time. It was kind of on, well, it's never really on purpose, is it? You have those days where you know you're going into sun and you're like, well, I'm all right with getting some sun. And then the following day, you're like, well, I guess I was all right with it because I got too much. I didn't get too much, but it was good. It was just good to be out, and even though it was warm where I was on Saturday, we ventured about 3 hours west of Superior. Actually, three hours total, but we ventured west of Superior. I know a lot of you have traveled up to Duluth. It's a beautiful place to You can just day it. I mean, you can just staycation one day. From Park Falls to downtown Duluth is 2:15, a little over 2 hours, maybe 2.5. Depends on how fast you drive. And the view up there and just walking around Lake Superior and the port up there is just absolutely beautiful. But if you've done that a few times and you're saying, Joel, been there, done that, next time you do it, go to Superior and head west. A lot of people haven't done that. There's another bridge over there that goes across and heads out to northern and western Minnesota. And it is, again, just a beautiful area. Over there, I haven't taken the time to like venture off down into the shoreline stuff. I've been more of a passing through kind of mode, and that's where I was headed to. What town were we at? Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota, was a little town up west of Superior for a bags tournament over there. It's about as far as I ever want to travel again for a 1 day event, but it was good. It was a beautiful day to travel. And I hope your weekend had some good things going for it. Maybe this weekend will be the weekend you take a day. Again, it doesn't take long. I mean, even if you just want to go 1 hour, if you just want to go 60 miles to Ashland, Superior is beautiful up there. You know, maybe you just want to go to your lake. That's right in your backyard, probably. That's fine, too. But Lake Superior I was having this conversation with the gentleman that I was traveling with. And I said, there's so many people that don't realize what we have right in our backyard, and that usually is the case for a lot of people. 60 miles north, you have, you know, the largest freshwater body of freshwater in the world, right up there, the Great Lakes and Lake Superior. And this is the time to visit it. You know, January, you can ride your sled across it, but I prefer the summertime. Brewer's going to take a little time off today. So they're going to be back at it tomorrow. They're looking good. A couple games out of first place in the division. We'll do the gray area this morning. Coming up after 8, we'll have a couple different topics. We will be opening a 25-year-old box of Cheez-Its. You're saying, Joel, why would you do that? And my response to that would be, why not? Buckshot Jones was a big NASCAR racer back in the late 90s. And he's featured on the front of the box. I picked this up at a online auction, and I'm shaking it right now. And we're going to stream this at YouTube. You can go to YouTube.com and go to 98Q Country, and there's going to be a visual to this. So if you want to watch us on there, we'll be streaming that start at 8 o'clock this morning. But as I shake the box, I sense it feels soggy. All right, it feels like I'm not expecting these Cheez-Its. I'm expecting them to look like Cheez-Its when I open the box. But the taste, I'm expecting it to be, I'm not swallowing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not digesting this into my system. It's going to be a see what it tastes like and get it out is what it's going to be. And I'm not sure whether Gray is going to be involved with this. He'll be watching. I don't know if he'll be participating. So we'll see what preservatives can hold, how they can hold this product. I'm reading the nutritional value. I wonder if the nutritional value of Cheez-Its still stands up after 25 years. And I know my dad is watching down on this, my dad who passed away several years ago. He worked for this company, and I grew up with Cheez-Its always in my house. So this is a special link, and I feel my dad from above telling me, Joel, don't do this. Just don't, just leave it alone, and thanks, Dad. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'll do what sons do, which is probably ignore that request. It was a 1 pound box of Cheez-Its. That's back when, this is back in the day. This is back when you used to buy food in a box and you picked up the box and it was full. You know, now you pick up a bag of chips or a box, you pick it up and you're like, is there anything in there? And it's a lot of hair in there. This is a 1 pound box, baby. This is a real deal. But there will just be one Cheez-It plucked out of there. I'm expecting taste. I'm expecting cardboard is what it's going to taste like. We'll do that live on the radio, and we'll stream it on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and search for 98Q, we'll start the stream on there a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning, because there has to be a visual to this also. Do some birthdays a little bit later on. If you got one, give us a call here in a little bit at 715 762-3221. There were a lot of things going on this weekend. I think a lot of you got some sun, didn't you? The Masonic Golf Outing was going on. We had the big Bark Park fundraiser out at the Descobia Trailhead yesterday. And a big weekend of 4th of July activities. You pick your town, you pick your place. I mean, it's going on. A lot of it on Friday, and a lot of it continues. Many of the towns continue their celebrations into Saturday. So the weather looks like it'll cooperate. Temperatures probably going to be low 80s for the weekend. Right now, they're not calling for really much of any rain. Maybe a little bit of rain shower activity in the early part of the week here. But right now, anyway, the 4th of July, Friday, and again on Saturday, looking looking pretty good. It doesn't look like it's going to be 100% sunshine, no chance of rain. There's going to be a little thunderstorm stuff that's going to be possible both of those days. But as far as temperature goes, I mean, you don't want a 55-degree 4th of July. And it's happened before. You don't want that. So 80 degrees, that's perfection, temperature-wise, for this guy anyway. What else we have going on here? Brewers doing good. Again, they got the day off today, so we'll take a little break away from that today. Anything else you did over the weekend? I watched a little golf yesterday. For me, there's nothing better than a nice little lazy Sunday afternoon with golf muted on the TV. Maybe a little baseball on a radio in a background. See, that's my relaxing Sunday. Just a little meandering maybe around the house. You have your idea. Maybe yours is on a pontoon or fishing or whatever it may be. But I enjoy tuning in on it. You tune in Sunday afternoon in summertime about 3, 4 o'clock. You see who's on the leaderboard of the golf tournament. You're like, all right, I might be interested in this. Or if some guy's like 8 shots up, you're like, I'm good. I'll go mow the lawn or whatever I'm going to do. But for those who love to golf, watching the final 2 or 3 holes of a golf tournament when the guys paired up in the last couple of groups are all, the guys competing. That's fun. That's something that most people don't get a chance to ever experience. If you're a sports person and you grew up playing basketball or football or baseball, you got to experience a lot of the things that you watch on TV, maybe pitching or getting that base hit or scoring that touchdown. You got to experience that. Most people don't get that competitive golf thing. You know, where you're the last 2 holes and you got to hit the shot or you got to make the putt. I think the closest thing we get to that is in a 2-person or 4-person scramble. And you got a chance to make a 50-foot putt for $100, for the longest putt on the green. That's probably the closest most of us get to that. It's like the club championships and stuff that guys compete in, which is always can be very competitive too. So, but most people don't get that chance to play the real competitive side of it. So I'm intrigued. It's hard enough to hit a golf ball, but I couldn't imagine 1,000 fans lined up and down the sideline watching your every move. And you got to, first of all, not hurt anybody would be my first thought. And then you got to hit a good shot, not launch it into the trees. Golf to me is nerve-wracking enough. I don't need that many people watching. It's hard enough, the game is. All right, we'll do the gray area coming up after 8 o'clock. The menu certainly has a lot of different things on it, including the 25-year-old box of Cheez-Its, which will be opened and tasted by yours truly. Stay tuned. That's coming up after 8, twice an hour. Get you news and sports, so let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. 2 Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. 2 Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina's Justice Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran, President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. In this active time of road construction, we have some reminders for you. Starting with, please remember to pay attention when within the work zone. Remember, it is prohibited and even outright illegal in certain jurisdictions to be on your cell phone when within a work zone. And please remember to slow down as well. Remember, even though you dislike the workers blocking traffic, they don't want to block the traffic anymore than you want them there. And they would like to make it home at the end of the day. So we'd like to repeat, please pay attention when within work zones. Remember to add extra time to your commute. And as always, go ahead and grab that second cup of coffee for the journey, because we know that road construction can be absolutely thrilling to work through. Sunday, July 6th at 8 p.m. over at Copper Falls State Park, presenters Aaron Motherway and Eli Sofovich are bringing to you Universe in the Park. This is a 30 to 40 minute astronomy talk at sunset, followed by telescope viewing, weather permitting. The talk is great for ages 8 and up, and the viewing is excellent for children ages 4 and up. Presenter Erin Motherway is a graduate student at UW-Madison pursuing her PhD in astronomy. Her research thus far has consisted of studying the evolution of binary star systems found in different areas of the universe, such as within star clusters or in the field of space. Presenter Eli Sofovich earned a Bachelor's of Science in Astronomy and Chemistry from the University of Illinois and is currently seeking a PhD as a graduate student at UW-Madison's Department of Astronomy. An annual admission sticker or daily pass is required to enter the park, and this event will be held rain or shine. Lawn chairs are an excellent idea. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, July 6th at 8 p.m. over at Copper Falls State Park in Mellon. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is warning homeowners to beware of storm chasers after a natural disaster such as a storm, flooding, or wildfires. Melissa Kay has more.
Not all storm chasers and out-of-town contractors are scammers, but some may lack the proper licensing for the area. They may offer quick fixes or make big promises they won't keep. The BBB recommends contacting your insurance company first. After that, do your research to find trusted contractors or get references from friends and relatives. Resist high-pressure sales. Be especially wary of door-to-door contractors. Don't sign over insurance checks to contractors, and be cautious of requests to pay for everything up front. Be careful allowing someone you don't know to inspect places you can't see. An unethical contractor may create damage to get work, so get familiar with your home. Keep tabs on the conditions of hard-to-see places often and take pictures. You can find more info at bbb.org.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a three-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northwoods Community Credit Union, located in Park Falls and Ashland, serving the Northwoods since 1953. Insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you gonna do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
98Q Country.
Stressed out a running lane, racing down the interstate, spilled hot coffee down the front of my jeans. It's work, work, pay the rent, money and my time spent. Not a minute left for me to be me. Been going like nothing can wait. I gotta get my priorities straight. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time. She is, think I found maybe Miss Wonderful I haven't met yet. It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, love a lot. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind, step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on.
Light up the dark.
Cruising with the top down and the radio up. That's summer in the country.
98Q Country.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a
generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup run.
Miranda Lambert at 98Q Country on a Monday morning. Hope you are well. I think we have enough rain for a few days. I think some areas got several, what, 4 or 5 inches in that Thursday-Friday stretch where it just wouldn't stop raining. It just wouldn't stop raining. I heard that some areas, some 2 to 3, others 4 to 5 inches just in that period. It's a lot of rain. We've gotten a lot of rain, so I think we need to dry things up a little bit, especially for the farmers, southern part of the county, and others, and we may get that. I'm not going to guarantee that the rainfall amounts are going to be minuscule, but it looks like the next week has more sunshine than it does rain, and the rain chances are kind of passing thunderstorms. We might see a little bit today, even Wednesday, Friday. But it doesn't look like we're in for soaker days. It doesn't look like we're in for days that are just going to, be a cloudy, drippy day all day. So I think we'll be thankful for that. The growing season has been tremendous for those who have backyard, flowers and stuff like that. It has been popping. It's been really good. The mosquitoes are popping out there, especially in the rural parts. And I live in town. I live in town in Park Falls, and the mosquitoes, where I am anyway, they're not there. So it worked. The fan that I'm using to blow the mosquitoes out of town apparently are working, because people outside town are telling me the skeeters are pretty rough, but they are. I mean, if you're in northern Wisconsin and you live outside the city limits, there's going to be mosquitoes. I mean, there's just going to be mosquitoes and there's going to be bugs. So if there isn't, then you should probably be a little bit concerned, because that's part of the whole, how the whole thing works. Well, the big news story today, of course, is they're voting on the new budget, on the big, beautiful bill, as President Trump calls it. And the voting on that will start at 9 o'clock this morning. I was watching and listening to some of the debate about it on the floor of the Senate or wherever they were last night. And generally, it was very boring. A lot of people repeating the same stuff. A couple of the speakers were very good. Other people are very intelligent and probably are very good at what they do. But when it comes to being in front of a microphone, not the most entertaining thing in the world, reading off sheets of paper. But there were some that were pretty good. I spent 2 or 3 hours just kind of sporadically listening. And when I ran across one that intrigued me, I would listen a little bit longer. And the whole process is rather interesting. So we'll see if that bill passes today. And if they pass it in a whole, or if they make some negotiations, or what happens with that. So that is the big story on the political side today. The big story with us is the gray areas coming up after 8 o'clock here this morning. Mr. Gunderson and I have a lot to talk about. And Joel has acquired a box of Cheez-Its that is 25 years old. Buck Johnson from the year 2000. NASCAR driver on the front of this Cheez-It box. And we're going to open it. We're going to see what it looks like. And we're going to take a little nibble. And we're going to see what it tastes like. Just to see. I'm just curious. I'm just very curious. We'll turn on the YouTube channel if you want to watch us in studio. We haven't done this since the Deer Hunters Roundup. But if you go to YouTube.com and search for 98Q Country and go to the live area, we'll turn on the stream at about 8 o'clock. And we'll stream the whole thing coming up after 8 o'clock with the gray area here on 98Q Country.
For 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to
to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
A hyena laugh, flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets, polka with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud cause the lemurs are cute, Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Attention hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is helping you gear up for the fall hunting seasons. Buy any new shotgun, rifle, or handgun priced at $500 or more from their in-stock inventory and receive a $50 gift card to use on your next visit. Choose from manufacturers such as Winchester, Savage, Mossberg, and TriStar in all the popular rifle calibers and shotgun gauges. This promotion runs through July 6, 2025. Get your best selection now at Bader Sports Center right next to Pick and Save Highway 13 in Phillips.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service in Phillips. They carry everything you need from licenses and the area's best selection of live bait.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news! The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds. Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by the folks at Elk River Custom Outfitters. They have the gear to fit the whole family, from Carhartt hats, gloves, socks, performance fishing wear by hook, gills, and real life.
'98 Q Country.
Clock dust till dawn, counting the days till Friday night. That's when all the conditions
conditions are right for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo-Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey!